This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Labor Day Monday, September 2nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Late Saturday afternoon, a white man in his 30s hijacked a U.S. Postal Service van in Midland, Odessa, Texas, and randomly shot and killed at least 5 people, injuring another 21, as well as 3 police officers, reports The Sun. The rampage began at 4 p.m. local time with a traffic stop where gunfire was exchanged with cops. The gunman, who has not been named, was shot dead by police. 2,000 donors have raised $100,000 in the first hours after a GoFundMe.com account was established for a 17-month-old girl, Anderson Davis, who was hit by a bullet fragment. Hurricane Dorian continued to flex its atmospheric muscles on Saturday night, remaining at the cusp of a Category 5 status, generating winds at 178 miles per hour, reports Wonderground.com. Dorian continues to pose an extremely serious threat to the northwest Bahamas and will be approaching the Florida coast by today. U.S. health officials are investigating 215 possible cases of severe lung disease associated with vaping across 25 states, according to the CDC and the FDA. Patients in many cases experience symptoms gradually, including breathing difficulty, shortness of breath, and chest pain before being hospitalized. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20 asks, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Notorious late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart, based in Bethesda, Maryland, offers mothers the opportunity to have a time of quote-unquote cuddling with their dead babies after he has just killed them and take a picture home as a so-called remembrance, reports LifeNews.com. It appears as though Carhart recognizes the humanity of the baby, yet he makes a boatload of money to kill these late-term babies. Carhart was surprisingly candid in an interview with the BBC.
"To the fetus, it makes no difference whether it's born or not born. The baby has no input in this as far as I'm concerned."
"But it's interesting that you use the word baby, because a lot of abortionists won't use that. They'll use the word fetus because they don't want to acknowledge that there's a life.
I think that it is a baby, and I use it with the patients."
"And you don't have a problem with
Absolutely not. A
baby?"
"I have no problem if it's in the mother's uterus."
Proverbs 3, verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." On Saturday, the Restoration Project, Civil Rights for the Unborn, and the Douglas Leadership Institute hosted a national day of mourning for the 20 million black babies who have been killed by abortion, reports LifeNews.com. Census data reveals that while blacks only comprise 13% of the U.S. population, they have nearly 40% of all abortions. It dates back to the Negro Project, organized by Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. The Killer Angel recruited black pastors to convince the black women in their churches to abort their babies in order to become more upwardly mobile economically. Today, Planned Parenthood has built or is building 3 mega abortion centers in black neighborhoods that are 10,000 square feet or larger in Richmond, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Birmingham, Alabama. Stephen Powell of Lion of Light Ministries publicly dismissed his mentor, evangelist Todd Bentley at Fresh Fire USA, as, quote, "not fit for public ministry," end quote, alleging that he has a, quote, "perverse sexual addiction and an appetite for a variety of sexual sins," end quote, that has driven him to prey on interns, reports the Christian Post.
"Some of my concerns about Todd Bentley, some of the evidence of sin I brought to leadership going back to June, these allegations are serious. It's not just hearsay, serious evidence, screenshots, written testimony, spoken testimony, recorded testimony. I believe right now that God is calling for a cleansing of his body. When these type of sins and abominations, unrepented sin is being discovered in the house of God, it must be cleaned up. It must be dealt with. And to my great sadness, confusion, and dismay, it seems that these things have been covered up for a number of years."
Powell also charged that Bentley's behavior is enabled and covered up by Rick Joyner, author of The Final Quest and founder of Morningstar Ministries and Heritage International Ministries. In a response on Facebook Friday, Bentley admitted to, quote, having a past, end quote, and noted that the allegations against him were not new. And finally, Mike Weaver, the lead singer of the contemporary Christian band Big Daddy Weave, is giving all honor to God after a Tennessee man confessed to murder because of the lyrics of his song Redeemed, reports the Christian Post.
And you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting, a fight is already been won, and I am redeemed, you set me free.
According to the Daily News Journal, Danny DeShay Holmes said he made up his mind he was going to confess to a murder. 3 years earlier, Holmes had fatally shot Cesar Lopez Flores, a father of three. Weaver said, quote, we are continually amazed at how God has used this song. The moment we started singing Redeemed, stories began to pour in of God's grace, end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Labor Day Monday, September 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.